Right, everybody, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Vali, and I am the programming student executive here at CITR, and I'm joined by quite a few of my executive partners, let's say. So we're all here in the studio, we're all chatting, going to play some more music. Do everyone want to, like, maybe say, like, names and... I mean, you've all been here for a little while, but maybe we can go around in a circle again.
Are we doing Rose Thorn Bud?
Rose Thorn Bud.
Give them a little insight into what goes on behind the scenes.
We can do a high-low buffalo.
A high-low buffalo.
I do not know what that is.
Only highs today because it has been an awesome 24 hours of student power.
Yeah, a very powerful
the power in question.
That's definitely a buzzword for today.
It is a buzz phrase.
Buzz phrase. Yeah. By the way, I'm Lana, the student music exec.
Woo!
Hello.
Thank you.
Bravo,
Lana.
Oh my god, for what?
Hello, my name is Natalie, and I'm the volunteer exec. That's me.
Hi, I'm Kiana, and I'm the outreach exec.
Woo-hoo! I'm Bo, I'm the art exec.
And I'm Tristan, here again. I'm the one of the two student execs for events, alongside Maria. Maria is here in spirit.
Always here in spirit.
Of course.
As are all the other, yeah.
All the exec is here in spirit.
Yeah. No, seriously, shout out to exec today.
And in smell. Aaron and Sasha are definitely In their musty memory.
No.
They live on.
You had to call them out.
Hello.
Hi.
People are looking at us.
Yeah. There are people looking through the window for
shout
context.
Shout out. We don't know your name, but shout out.
The mask. Are they asking, is Nardwar here? No.
No.
Rarely. In spirit.
Oh.
In spirit and in musk.
I was in a, a music collective show once, and we were like on air, and it was like pit night. And so everyone was like in line in front of the pit, and I don't know if anyone like knows Gabe, but Gabe was like in the studio, and some girl like comes up to the glass, and he like wrote his number down on a piece of paper and like stuck it up to the glass, and she like took it down on her phone. It was the funniest thing
ever. Wait, was this last night? Was this last?
No, so who's gonna give up their number?
This was like 2-3 years ago now.
Because last night there was people at the pit, and I was like, I love when there's like people outside and I'm in here.
Love,
like,
people watching.
So yeah, speaking of,
yeah, tune into Vibe Collective Wednesdays 8 to 9.
Where? Every second Wednesday, except for when we miss it. But I want to know a story. So, Tristan, you have a laptop completely covered in stickers.
Yes.
And there's one that specifically says, close and latch door for takeoff and landing, which is obviously, like, did you rip that off of an airplane?
Okay, at risk of not...
For legal reasons.
Yeah, at risk of not...
In Minecraft, did you...
At risk of not... criminalizing the person who did it. I will not share their name, but somebody close to me And I'm
totally
honest.
Totally not him.
No,
Abe.
No, honest to God,
Abe's
it wasn't
starting
me.
Starting with
it's somebody in my family, but I'm not gonna call them out on
just
air.
Just an ending with
but
N.
they go on trips a lot, and they brought it back for me once, and I was like, oh my God, this is from a plane, and then I was like, oh, this is from a plane, and then I saw them on the plane, and I'm like, oh, these are like hard to rip off. This was
so.
Like,
let's read the catalog number out.
Yeah, let's expose me. United Airlines, come get me.
I challenge you. This is an open letter to United Airlines. Come and pick Tristan up and have a fight. outside the AMS nest.
Yes, I'm right here. Come find me.
I will try and nab one for myself. I've been on too many airplanes to not have a souvenir. One. I need one at this point.
That's like it reminds. Okay, there's a street. Oh. Okay, there's a street by the name of Forest Hills Drive, and my friend is like, who's a big J. Cole fan, was like, I'm gonna take that, like, I'm gonna steal it, like, I have to. And maybe they did, maybe they didn't, I don't know, but that just reminded me of that. Because I'm realizing I'm looking at his laptop, it's not like a sticker, it's very sturdy, it's like metal.
It's very sturdy,
it looks like it's like super
it's like
glued,
a piece, it's like
not
a
metal.
Piece of plastic.
I'm so bad with like textures and
it's like metal.
What is it? Plastic? Plastic?
Like
there might
like
be metal
plate.
In it. Okay. I don't know.
It's an amalgam.
Yeah.
What is that?
Did your family member bring pliers onto the flight?
I don't know how they got it off, honestly.
Yeah,
I just met them at the airport and they had
it
in hand.
Maybe
it
was a fluke and it was like loose or something.
It might have been. It might have been.
That was meant to be.
The thing is, they're listening right now and I'm like, I don't want to call them out.
Get me one.
Definitely. But yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a song? Tristan was like on a roll with the music.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so
your transitions
just said keep it up. The transitions were smooth.
Yeah.
The music
I appreciate
was good.
It.
All the taste.
Yeah.
Very thank good. You.
Like professional.
Thank you very much.
If you have a song you want to play, take it away.
Yeah, do I have any more songs? I have one more song that I was going to play during the thing,
okay.
And then we can go on to your guys' songs.
Yeah.
Take it away. Woo,
so this is Walk On by Isaac Hayes.
Please walk on by, walk on. the sadness you gave me. You put the hate on me, you socked it to the mama. When you said goodbye, so please walk on by. Make believe you never see the tears and cry. So do me a favor and walk on by. So I'm begging you to walk on by. Oh yeah, and make believe you never see the tears and cry. So I'm begging you to walk on by. Make believe you never see the tears or cry. Oh, there's no dust in my eye. Oh no. Smoke ain't making me cry. No, no, no. It's the hurt you put on me. I want you to see this man cry. So please walk on by. Oh, mama, mama. Walk on
finale. Welcome back, everyone. This is the final hour of 24 Hours of Student Power.
Woohoo! We made it!
I just dropped a fry.
Valley is eating. What are you eating, Valley?
McDonald's.
Valley McDonald's.
Eating in the stew.
No, no, she's not.
Eating
she's
on the border outside. Of the stew.
She's outside the
walking
studio.
Walking a fine line. Oof. Of the stew.
Fine line, yeah.
Fine living line on a fine line.
I'm eating a junior McChicken. With fries, and then I had a McFlurry as well.
Ooh!
Living lavish, ladies and gentlemen.
Lavish.
We love to see
Speaking
it.
Of lavish, I'm kidding.
What?
What? I love inventing segues that make like no sense.
Yeah,
that's
me and Kiana.
Your brand. That's her brand.
Yeah, me and Kiana on Spit last week.
You
on
just
Spit in Your Ear.
It's like the mystery never ends.
Yeah,
everyone's
Keep
always
them on their toes.
Intrigued.
Actually, no, go listen to it.
They're always wondering what you're gonna say, and then you say nothing.
Speaking of lavish, have you guys done your taxes yet?
Oh my god.
No. For legal reasons.
For legal reasons.
Yeah. I know how to do that.
Yeah. You do.
I've learned that. Yeah. Someone has showed me that.
We learned
before.
That as students.
PST. PST.
PST.
That's nice.
PST.
Piss-tay?
Isn't that like the time zone?
No, GST. That's
GST.
Definitely a kind of,
oh, PST.
GST
is definitely a kind
of tax. Yeah, but PST is the time zone.
PS4.
Yeah.
That's where we.
PS5.
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 Fill out my tax form.
Starvation.
On the PS4.
I'm gonna fill out my tax. Taxes. PS4.
Right.
So, anyways, what? No. We had an idea to talk about. Natalie said, I am feel loved by strangers. What did
yes,
you say?
I just said, I would love to talk about the kindness of strangers. Just because I think
no,
there are so many
then
points.
Talk about it.
Okay. Okay, empty intros.
Speaking of talking.
Oh my god, the talking in question. But anyways, so the kindness of strangers, not the people I know, though.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Not that. I mean,
I'm
technically
kidding, but
they're
also,
not strangers.
But oh the strangers in question. I just think there's just, like, so many moments, like, where you think about, you're like, oh, wow, that was, like, a bad day in, like, all of the ways of, like, the actual day, but then there's like this little thing that is like so nice and sweet, and then you're like, oh my god, I gotta pay it forward. Like, there was this one time I was in forecast And it was, like, really late. Like, it was, like, they close at 11. No, they close at 10. And I was, like, there almost till closing. And I was staring, like, into the void. And I was almost, like, about to tear up over this assignment I had. And the guy there, who I normally think is kind of annoying because he's, like, the man bun type. he, like, was across. He was, like, at the... And low, like, I take it back because he was actually really nice. Because he was kind of... So he's standing behind the till, and I'm sitting at, like, some, like, a desk that's kind of, like, across from it. So he calls, like, across whatever, and then he's like, oh, how's the studying going? Do you want some of the, like, extra croissants? And aww. I was like, ah. And I was like, the studying is trying.
And then he
just gave me, like, a bunch of croissants, and I brought some home to my roommates. And I don't know, it was just, like, so sweet. And I just think we should...
The croissants. That was so nice.
That's very sweet.
The kindness.
The kindness in question.
The yeah. kindness of croissants from strangers.
Whoa.
There you go. That's mine. Feel free, everyone, to think about...
Never judge a man by his bun.
Never judge a man bun.
Oh my god.
Never judge a bun by his man.
The cover by the book.
This reminds me, Natalie, when you brought that up, that, like, topic. And I was doing a fill-in once, and I was talking about how this lady... Wait, I forget what was happening. Oh, it was literally nothing, but... I was trying to, like, get over my fear of talking to strangers, so I was like, hey, I just need to, like, start talking to strangers, like, just, like, make a little comment, like, you're, like, they'll forget it, like, we're NPCs, like, no one's gonna remember, just say things, NPCs. Like, whatever.
Excuse me, I'm a main character.
Well, I'm an NPC, but, yeah, so this lady was staring at the milk sections, the alternative like milk, she was, like, older, looking at, like, oat milk, almond milk, and then I went up to her and, of course, was like, oh my gosh, have you tried, like, oat milk? I'm a barista, like, you should try it, like, it's really popular, whatever.
Have you ever heard of oat?
She was, like, she wasn't mean, but it was just, like, a super neutral response, and I feel like that cured me from being scared of talking to strangers, because, I don't know. That's it.
Was she nice?
I
think it's good.
She was nice. She just said, like, yeah, I don't really like oat milk. I'm looking for an almond milk that's a little different. It was, like, the most, like, normal response. And I was like, thanks.
But I love that. It's
that was
like,
yeah. so...
It doesn't have
like,
to be
we're any... friends.
Yeah. Have you ever You're tried just responding. Hazelnut milk?
I have.
No.
It's bad.
It's
it depends.
Bad.
I've had chickpea milk. Extra bad.
Like rice milk. Rice milk.
No,
rice.
It was chicken
milk. Rice
no.
milk sounds good, though.
I don't like
No,
rice
it's very
milk.
Watered down.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
like oat milk used
Unless
to be.
Unless it's like horchata.
Yeah,
yeah. Horchata,
horchata
yeah,
is so good.
Like, but that's because it's milk.
Wait,
it's so
I have
sugary
a,
though.
I have like a little bit of a deeper thought on the kindness of strangers topic,
yes.
which is, I think we kind of socially have kind of decided that we should stick to our in-groups to the extent that it's kind of like, we almost forget that we're a part of this grander community and we shy away mm-hmm. from doing things like, walking up to a stranger
scary.
And talking.
Yeah.
No, but it is scary. And I agree because, like, I'm scared of it. But it's, like, these things, like, to just interact with random people that, you know, you don't know personally but are a part of your community is a very important
so
thing
I
to
know,
do.
I know. We're so scared of it. But at the same time, we're so trusting of people in our everyday lives.
Yes.
Like
yeah.
we just, you know, we'll be at like, IKB, for example, 24 Hours of Student Power. And then we'll,
only
like...
Only students will know.
Yeah. Only, if you know, you know.
It's really underground.
Yeah, we'll be at a table and be like, oh, can you watch my stuff? Like, fully, you know, leaving...
Trusting this one
yeah.
person
yeah.
to, like, keep your laptop
exactly.
with all of your work on it. Yeah.
But then on the other hand, we're like, oh my god, I don't want to talk
like,
to this
terrified
person.
Of
yeah.
them.
I actually really like talking to random people. Like, I'm one of those people who, like, I love going up to people and being like, excuse me, do you know where this place is? And, like, asking for, like, direction. I love, like, talking to random people and just, like, having, like, a fun little, like, chat and just saying something, mm-hmm. like, a little bit funny and then being like, have a great day.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I love the idea that they might, like, remember me and that they might, like, think about me later on and be like, oh, this random girl in the bathroom was like, love your shirt, like,
so
love
true.
Your shoes.
Yeah.
Like,
my favorite
true.
Thing is complimenting people's
outfits. I love complimenting
so
people,
shy.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not fully, I want to get to that point, Valley, but outfits is where I start.
Yeah. Outfits is a good, outfits is a good one.
Or if somebody has, like, really cool hair or makeup.
Or, like, tattoos. Like,
yeah.
Who's like, love your neck tattoo.
Like, no, like, yeah. I love your sternum tattoo.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I just, I don't know. I really like the idea that they'll like go home and be like, aw,
yeah,
that was so nice. Yeah. Like, because I think about that sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. I can like remember very vividly times that people have like complimented like a specific, like there was a girl in high school called Anna, and we were shout out Anna. Not really, but you know, she was all right. She was okay. Mid shout out Anna. But we were like in the locker room and I was like trying to do my makeup and she was like, wow, your like contouring's really good. And I've like, it's been what, 6 years, 7 years now since grade 11. And I like remember it vividly. And every time I do contouring, I think of Anna.
Aww.
And it's like, and I think about that. I think like, what if like every single time someone wears like a jacket that I complimented them on the bus, they think, hey, remember like that so random true. Girl on the bus who really liked this jacket? Like, you know, I don't know.
Wait, that
speaks a lot about that person.
Like what, when...
Almost fell to my death, no big
deal. Yeah, that's so true. Whenever, like, because you associate that one thing with that one person.
Yeah.
And especially if it's something that you're unsure about, then that person like confirms it and validates it for you. Mm-hmm. Not that external validation.
No, it does.
Whatever
you're gonna say.
It does matter. It's not 100% what matters, but it does matter for
and
like
it's also
I would
like,
say.
Sometimes 50%. It's like I need somebody else to affirm something just so I can feel
we're
good being confident about it.
I also feel like with strangers, it's built a little bit different because it's like with
they don't have to be invested, they have no reason except they just like it genuinely.
Yeah, exactly. And then they manage to put in that like
out of the
tiny bit of energy
of their heart.
Or like in the opposite way, I once had someone come up to me and be like, I can't remember. I was like wearing this like jacket. I was wearing this like camouflage jacket that I loved. And someone came up to me and was like, camo, huh?
No,
and I was
like,
how
can you see it?
That's that's a bit.
You can
like,
see me?
Haha, and then haven't worn that since.
Literally, like, don't look at me. If you don't like what I'm wearing, just don't look.
Also, why would you go out of your way?
Also, on the topic of, like, complimenting people, I used to be someone who, like, would, because I was gonna ask, like, do you like doing, because you know how, like, the joke where, like, drunk girls, like, in the bathroom complimenting girls, that's, like, another concept, but
COVID
just, like, normally
that
doing that, yeah, that was actually, like, gave me so much joy, but complimenting people also used to be my thing until someone said I sounded... Okay, so yeah, I just realized it did sound like that. But
I just realized,
no, someone said, oh my God, when you said that, you sounded like, she was like, were you serious? Like, were you like actually being genuine? And I was like, yes. Like, why would I go out of my way? Exactly. Why would I go out of my way to do that? But then I remembered like the mean girl scene where she was like, I love your skirt.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then I like stopped. But it sucks because I like just stopped. I was like, oh my God, are people gonna think I'm serious? But then I was also like, you shouldn't stop because if someone thinks you're like, then they're,
that's
like
on
your
them.
Problem.
Yeah.
Because out of the like rejection. 10 people that you say, I love like your jacket, 9 of them will be like, oh, they love my jacket.
Yeah.
And then the one person will be like, oh, you hate me? Like, you know.
Or they'll just give you a weird look.
Yeah.
Maths.
It's like the double-edged sword of us being like social creatures.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some of us just have distrust built in by other people.
Inherently, it's the just everybody's reading into subtleties that don't actually exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like masks and stuff, because like I feel like if I like smiled at someone and I was like, you know, oh, like Tristan, I love your shirt. Like you can't see
Thank you.
Like being like, oh, I love your shirt, or if I'm like,
if you're like
oh,
intense face,
shirt,
yeah, it complicates
like, you
things
can't
a lot.
Tell.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So,
one of our students.
Do we have a call?
We have a call.
Oh my God! Can we get it to come in?
Hello.
Milena.
Hello.
Wait, what the? Hello,
Milena. Is that
Milena?
Hi, Milena. It's on. It's
you
on the headphones.
We don't have headphones.
Elena!
This is my first call-in. I'm so glad I got to squeeze in a little bit during the last hour of 24 Hours of Student Power. Woo! Yeah, I don't know. I just heard the prompt of the kindness of strangers, and I just had to add my two cents in.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yes.
Can I speak? Yeah. So, yeah, like, the other day, I was walking down Main Street, and it was that day, it was, like, Thursday, it was the day after, like, it had randomly snowed overnight.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I slipped on some ice, and I was crossing a sidewalk, or a crosswalk, and I broke my ankle.
The story
gets so much better because, a bunch of lovely strangers, helped me out. One of them was named Riley. Shout out to Riley. I'm going to find
Riley.
Woo!
CITR, I love you.
He picked me up or like asked me like, are you okay? Cause he saw me like fall. And I was just in total shock. I'd never broken anything before. I was like, I can't get up. So he helped me up and off of the street and was helping me on the sidewalk. And then another kind stranger asked if we were okay and also helped. And then there was a third stranger, the lovely Juliet or Julie, or I don't know, something lovely that starts with a J, who ended up driving me
JJ
St. Paul's emergency room.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's very sweet.
And without them, I don't know what I would have done, honestly. So shout out to those kind strangers. That happened like last week. So I just, very kind.
Woo! Woo! Story.
Wait, that's so true. That was like perfectly on brand, guys. We didn't even plan this or anything.
Oh my God.
Well, I shouldn't say on brand, like you broke your ankle.
Yeah, that's all.
Get
well soon.
Yeah, Michelle is actually on the student exec as well. She's actually the exec at large.
Woo!
So, Milena is the student exec.
And
well, thanks so much for having me.
Of course.
Thank you.
We miss you. And I can't wait to
get well soon, Milena.
That was so wonderful. Yeah, that was so, as Kiana said, on brand.
Okay, bye. Can't wait.
Bye.
Well, guys, we just like harmonized.
Yeah, I was just
oh my god,
say,
how iconic.
So
well, not
she
cute,
literally.
She.
I was like, I was like, this is like so selfish, but I won tickets to a concert and like she was so enthusiastic. Milena, if you're listening, and I was like, the one thing I was thinking when she said she broke her ankle, I was like, oh my god, does this mean like, are you gonna be better in the next like week? She unfortunately isn't gonna make it, but I will. I'm determined. Okay, actually,
okay, that was a bad choice.
I've
words.
Been.
She is gonna make it. She's
no, well, she's not gonna make it to the concert, but she will make it in life. Let's not. Never mind. But. I've been, okay, this is literally, I've, like, been DMing them because I'm, like, so, I don't know, like, determined. I'm just, like, they're going to respond. Like, they're going to see. I was, like, can you, like, my friend's not going to make it to your
Wait,
concert.
What concert?
The Marias.
Oh.
I won tickets. I've never won anything.
Do you still have a ticket?
I gave it to Natalie.
Ooh, that's so fun.
No.
Wait, there's two, right?
Yeah, there's two.
That's so exciting.
But yeah, it was really, it was so funny though, because I was like, why am I thinking about this? Like, this is so selfish that I'm like, that's what I, but yeah. But yeah, that was on brand. And it literally snowed like so randomly, right? That was like.
Yeah, that was Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
It's not Montreal, like.
calm down. At least it's not Winnipeg. They have like a minus 40 blizzard right now, or they did over the weekend. Yeah. When I was, like, coming back to Vancouver, I slipped off on, like, at least a full inch of, like, packed down snow twice.
So bad.
Like, oh, no way.
Once and then twice.
I've
and
got
then
a
the
crazy
same
story.
Guy watched me fall.
Yeah. This one is not
he
as true, but it is funny.
Oh, okay.
He's like, he asked if I was okay, and he was like, do you need help? And I was just like, the airport's right there. I can I can hopefully make it, like, 6 feet.
My friend
that was mortifying.
My friend and I were walking on the street during the snowy
era. Vancouver's snow era.
Snow
I'm
era.
In my snow era.
And the snow really fell off literally era. In the story because there was this woman standing under this awning. And, okay, so me and my friend are walking in one direction, and she's standing there. And then there's people walking in the opposite direction, and they see the snow start to slip off the awning. And I'm so sorry, but it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Because a huge thing of snow.
It's going to start snowing, as soon as we leave the station.
Falls right onto her, and her reaction, she's, quiet and hunched over. And we're all like, oh, my God, are you okay? Are you all right? And she's, quiet. And she's like, who did that? You're like, no, it came
gravity.
From the thing.
Divine intervention.
And she was like, what? And as she's looking up, the people, me and my friend don't see this happening. We're just trying to help her. But the people are like again. And then a second wave of snow.
Evil
scientists uninvent gravity. We need to prevent
ass shit. I have never seen something like this in my life. I'm so sorry, anyway. God, but this was really funny. We tried to help her. She was fine. She's just really disoriented.
God.
Imagine that's how Isaac Newton felt, I think, discovering gravity.
Discovering snow.
Oh my God.
I think we should play People Are People by Depeche Mode next.
Can Lana making
hot take?
Making hot takes. Yeah.
Wait, are we playing Natalie's song or are we playing that?
Which song
are we
that
doing?
She wrote? No, I'm joking.
We can play whatever. We can go with that one. I don't mind. We can play.
I don't know. I'm always trying to infiltrate.
Play.
No, let's play the original order.
Yeah.
Okay, so original order is It Any Wonder, Pactiv, and then we can put People.
We don't have to.
Wait. People.
It's just it's become my thing now to bring up Depeche Mode
just
every single
time.
We're
going to
go.
Well,
we're gonna surprise ourselves with this one.
Okay, we'll start with "Is It Any Wonder?" and we'll go as we go.
Beautiful.
All
right. Awesome.
Cool. And welcome back.
Oh, no.
Hello.
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 Jacob Elordi.
Let's talk about the myth of Australians. I don't think they're real.
They're not.
Australia is a concept.
British?
Who said Valley was Australian?
I looked at her when she said that.
Actually,
I'm sorry. I've my always favorite so
Australian passing.
Like, kind of to your accent. So
bro, no. British people are not real either. British people. You wanna tell me there's an island?
Black strip and night wash shirt.
The amount of time, like, sorry, it has become a joke where we have to use air quotes, like,
British,
with my friends.
Yeah.
Anytime, no, British people.
People, yes.
Or French
the
people.
Twang.
Yeah.
I'm a French person.
No,
yeah, you have to use the air quotes.
France is people.
Wait, that reminds, you know, in, like, when actors, sorry, you know those commercials where they're like, these are real people, not actors. It's not funny. They're like,
people
actors
question.
Aren't real people.
Diagnosed as actor.
No, I think we need to talk about this whole in question phenomenon.
Yeah, where has this come from?
No, it doesn't come from anywhere. It's just
I think it's,
started saying
it's
it.
No,
really
I think it's a Twitter slash like meme
it's
format concept.
It's just yeah, whatever. But like, it just comes, guys.
It just comes.
But today, yeah. I think we abused the redacted
yeah.
out of it.
I agree.
No, you redacted. Haven't even heard the half of it. Like,
oh my god, the half of
it. Oh my god.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny now, but it won't be soon, and I'm like scared.
Funny.
You're like,
I'm scared.
It's
I'm
kind
scared
of funny to watch how
Wait.
Language just slowly
crisis
devolves
crisis.
Over time, and
why
how you're witnessing
it?
Your own vocabulary just like gets
falling
so
apart.
Abstracted and confusing that you don't even know what you're saying
the
anymore.
On the subject.
The question in question.
On the subject of Australians not existing. My girlfriend
what?
Sent me this PowerPoint that she made.
Oh my god.
She made
I
this when
that.
She was
subject
drunk with her friends
Australians
during the middle of COVID. It's called the Australian Authenticity. And it's the nation of Australia is a hoax.
Okay.
Hoax.
I love that for us. Historical context. Britain made up Australia so they can actually execute 162,000 prisoners.
No.
It was a common practice at the time. Moving on. Modern times. Every single head of state and official is in the hoax.
This
oh my
god.
Because why?
Because why?
This is such a piss take.
I love
but
it.
But why? Because why?
Piss Look take. At the end. Wake up, sheeple.
Wake up, sheeple. it's giving Jackbox 7 talking
yes.
points.
Yeah, Jackbox 7 vibes.
Which is a good pack. That's a good
it
party
is a
pack. One of the better ones.
Lana, mute Lana's so mic. Bad. Literally turn off Lana's mic.
Lana has been banned from CIC.
Lana.
What did Lana do?
I canceled.
She's just too funny. Like,
I can't stop saying blank in question.
Stop. Every time, dollar in the jar. Every time. Oh my god.
No, literally.
I'm making it so much worse.
Yeah,
too.
Because
I'm, like,
I'm sitting right next to Natalie. And Natalie's like staring at me, waiting for me to bring up the next question.
No, I'll just be like, the blank.
Bringing up questions.
And I won't even
bringing up question.
So we kind
of
glanced over this. Yes, we kind of glanced over this a little bit, but the friend zone. It's as real as Australia. In this case, okay. It does not exist.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Kiana and I were talking about that yesterday.
Also, the limit.
Yeah, we were talking about the friend zone.
How, like, it's such a weird, the friend zone is just, like, a weird concept. And I don't even like using that term because, like, some people, like, what do you mean? You just made a friend. Why are you mad?
Yeah, exactly.
Diagnosing, like, not
we need
being
to abolish
in a sexual
labels.
Relationship.
Yeah.
It's diagnosing.
I don't know how to have
the
loving platonic relationship.
It's,
yeah,
it is
it's
a symptom
diagnosing
of...
not having a successful romantic or sexual relationship as a punishment. Like, having
boom.
The friend is a punishment because you can't fuck them.
The result is boiled chicken.
No.
What? That was
so,
another, you guys trying to, or abstract conversations trying to, like, make a moral of the story.
Yes. So, I got introduced to a group chat that was essentially just to talk shit about this guy who took one person on a colossally bad date to the extent that my own friend had to, like, third wheel this date. And, no, you don't know how bad it was, because legitimately, my friend had to tell this guy to stop referring to the girl he was trying to date as woman. Like he was doing it repeatedly, calling her woman instead of, like, her name or, like, people or whatever. It was like, you can't do that in person.
Yeah. Well, the worst is, like, female.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No. It's like, both female. I've been seeing.
No, but this guy also says that, this guy self-admittedly says that he's low-key racist, which is already a huge red flag.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. And the reason he asked this girl.
Feminism as a mask.
The reason that he even asked this girl on a date, they met and she was drunk and he assumed that she was into him. She was not. Yes. And now we're talking shit about him because he thinks eating boiled chicken and bread is an appropriate meal, apparently.
And because some
like eating the chicken with the bread as a fork.
Oh my god, iconic.
Eating the bread with the chicken as a fork.
Using the bone to try and, like, pick it up.
Like, raw bread and chicken. It's just boiled chicken and just, like, bread slices.
Does he boil the bread as well?
Oh, no. No, isn't that how you get bagels? Bread?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, yes, actually.
Boiled bagels?
So.
Yeah, you boil bagels.
Oh, you do boil bagels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like,
before they're baked.
But the point is, boiling dough is fine.
Do you guys know
not okay.
There are, like, two different kinds of bagels?
I
just
not?
Found this out when
the
I went to
Montreal.
The Montreal ones and New York ones. And my girlfriend and I tried the Montreal ones.
Oh my god, did you go to Fairmount or Saint-Viateur?
We went to
so
that one.
Good.
They're
What's
so
the
tasty.
Actual difference? Because I thought it was just like, oh, but they're different. But
no,
like,
no,
there's
like a legit difference.
Oh, that's crazy.
We found out it's like they're thinner.
Yeah.
But they're made with like honey water.
Yeah.
The like Montreal ones taste better,
yeah,
but we prefer like how dense the New York ones are, cuz then you get like a full meal out of it. These it was like we had one and it was like we want another. Yeah.
Oh my god, did you go to so on that street there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot.
So
we didn't go to any other places on that street because there a blizzard or whatever, a squall. Squall is what it's called, I guess. But it's like a mini blizzard or something happened. And then we were like, oh, let's go up on Mount Royal. And it was cool because the time we got up there, it was like very like chill. And then it started again. But it was really fun.
Yeah.
But we got some good bagels. We got jewelry from a store on that street, too, which was really cool.
Oh, my God. Which store?
I can't remember.
Was it Annex Vintage?
No, it wasn't a vintage place. It was just some. Damn, you know this street really well. What's that street called again?
Wait, which are we talking about? Saint-Viateur.
Saint-Viateur. Saint-Viateur.
I think I know it's in Mile. Oh, I forgot this street exactly, because it's not gonna be on. I don't know. It's like close to the Saint-Urbain region.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Mile End. Anyway, shout out Mile End. Shout out Montreal.
Shout out Montreal.
Yeah.
Montreal.
Another K Tronada song.
Yeah. Another, because Montreal, honestly.
Okay. There's actually a new EP out by a really cool Montreal artist, Les Lunatiques.
Les Lunatiques.
Yeah.
Oh, I think
Do
I've heard
play
of them.
It?
Yeah.
Let's play it.
Let's play it.
Let's play
sure,
it.
Sure, why not?
How do you spell
Hit
it?
That
well,
French language.
Relevant.
I got it.
Oh, okay.
What song would you like from this album? So it's Cash Cash?
Yes, Cash Cash.
Which means like hide.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek, yeah. We got Catimini, Dedans les vitrines, Françoise, J'ai le goût d'une slush.
That one's
what
good.
Does that mean?
I think that one's, if I'm not mistaken, the best one. I don't really remember
question.
The...
Oh my god.
En question.
All right, should we do the slushy one?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Right, let's do it.
Boats.
In the name of Quirky.
Let's do it.
J'écoute la télé, pas de place de flex. Contrairement à la demain, je sais sur quoi tu
Welcome back, everyone.
Woo! Woo! The harmony.
That was...
Oh, my God. Have you guys... Stop! Do you guys remember that TikTok thing that was like the sheesh? And there was this this one TikTok video where it was like all these like choir boys being like, sheesh, and it was funniest thing.
No, but I saw the one where it's just like the world's lowest sheesh, and it just sounded like a very demonic like grovel. It was so funny.
Do you guys know the longest? I beat him. I beat his boy.
We should do it now for the rest of the episode. Yes.
Yeah. That's incredible.
That is how the finale of 24 Hours of Student Power is the longest. Boy.
Yeah. I'm going to put it on my resume. Look.
Like,
special talents. I have the longest boy ever.
It's a world
Not
record.
The guy on YouTube.
Yeah.
I am an
I should make a TikTok and be like, me versus
you would break me up because it would be too long for their constraints.
You should start some internet beef with the boy.
Yeah, I should be like, fight me, boy.
So we've got United Airlines and Tristan, and we've got boy and Valley.
Wait, what about me?
Midnight, meet us in the parking lot.
Who fighting me?
United Airlines.
Oh, United Airlines. Yes.
You talking about me?
Everybody else needs to find like a huge beef.
I need to find a competitor.
We need to find competitors quick.
I want to fight her
against Spotify.
Enemies to lovers arc with a raccoon.
Crazy
Frog. But not lovers. Sorry. No one understands me.
Enemies to friends.
I'm so misunderstood.
I'm so different.
Friends to enemies arc. Oh my God. Lovers to enemies to arc.
All right, I'm going to play one song. This is, I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It's a German song, Violetcht by Annen May Kenterate. This was sent to me by my girlfriend, and she wants me to play it. Aww. So we're going to play this. I've heard a little bit of this group. One of the guys, you would not expect him to, but he has like a low, very scratchy, but like bassy voice, and it's very impressive. And they did a cover of Roxanne, but I couldn't find it on here. But I recommend people to find that one if you can. But yeah, this is Violetcht. Yes. That's my best pronunciation.
Es ist so leicht. Ehrlich zu dir zu sein, es ist so einfach, wenn ich sage nein oder ich bin auch nicht so weit. Du gibst mir Zeit und du bist süß, wie du aussiehst, wenn du genießt, dass es im Winter endlich schneit. Du magst jede Jahreszeit. Und morgens muss ich lächeln, weil mich deine Küsse wecken. Und dann merk ich, es ist leicht, weil dir so wenig reicht. Du gibst mir Zeit. Und dann denk ich, dass es vielleicht, vielleicht schön, dir zuzusehen, wenn du duschen gehst und dann vor mir stehst und sagst, es wird ein langer Tag. Und wenn du mich dann fragst, was wir heute Abend machen und wir zwischen Küssen lachen, dann merk ich, es ist leicht, weil dir so wenig reicht. Du gibst mir Zeit. Und dann denk ich, dass es vielleicht, vielleicht niemandem zeige. Ich kann dir erzählen, was ich mir selbst verschweige. Und ich will, dass es für immer so bleibt. Und ich glaube, das geht. Vielleicht, vielleicht, vielleicht.
And welcome back, everyone.
Hello.
That was Vielicht. Yeah, we are almost at midnight here. Almost done with 24 hours of student power.
Happy New Year.
Oh, my God. We have time for the longest yeah, boy.
Valley.
You have 3 minutes.
The mic is calling your name.
You have to count down the end of 24 hours of student power.
Yeah, no, you should do it.
We show our most powerful students. Most powerful power,
yeah.
That being the yeah
the
boy.
Power.
Yeah, but I like okay. We gotta see if I can do. Okay, I'm actually down. Hold up, I'm gonna get the video. I'm gonna play him at the same time. Oh wait, it's gonna be an ad. So he has his little intro.
Prove it by doing it during the ad as well.
Okay, wait. Okay. I don't know if people can hear this on the radio, but no. Wait, I need to get it before he starts. Okay. Yeah, boy.
CITR 101. Not the guy on YouTube.
9 seconds.
Yeah,
this is the quality content.
Wait, what's his name? Who is this guy?
What's his name? Anyways,
his YouTube is Bnoopy. Come at me, Bnoopy.
Bnoopy, you've just been boyed out.
You've just been called out by CITR's execs.
You have 24 hours to respond.
Yeah. 24
hours.
24 hours of yeah boy.
Power.
That's the next event, actually. Yeah, Tristan,
get Maria, get on it.
Yeah.
The yeah boy, 24 hours of yeah boy.
Yeah boy power.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's been a great 24 hours.
24 hours.
If shout out to the entire exec.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Shout out to us.
Yeah, shout out to us.
Shout out to us for being here.
And shout out to everyone who contributed to 24 hours of student power. It wouldn't have been possible without you guys. So thanks for answering my emails.
Okay. And thank you to everyone who tuned in.
Yeah.
All right, it's almost midnight.
It's midnight.
Happy
24
hours.
Power
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We're all.
Oh my all God. Right. Time is a construct.
It's New Year somewhere.
It's New Year's.
Time is fake.
Oh, bye, guys. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Relax a little bit.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Flexing. Yeah.